Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. Real quick, what you're about to hear is a preview episode of our brand new podcast, Office Horror Stories. This is a podcast all about crazy bosses, insane coworkers, and workplaces from hell. If you like the show, please search it wherever you're downloading podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever it may be, and press subscribe on that podcast, Office Horror Stories. And if you really like the podcast and want to be our employee of the month and pick up a $100 Visa gift card, then leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Shoot me a screenshot of that review. Send it to Tony@OfficeHorrorStories.com. And you'll be in the drawing. Every month we pick a brand new employee of the month and award them with a $100 Visa gift card for showing that support on Apple Podcasts with a review. So thank you in advance for that. Now, without further ado, here's a preview portion of the new podcast, Office Horror Stories. Today in Office Horror Stories, what do you do when your manager only hires their friends and the manager's friends are useless? What route do you have to complain to get the situation fixed? That's the dilemma we find today on Office Horror Stories.
Welcome to the world of crazy workplaces, Office Horror Stories.
Have a crazy workplace story to share? Call in toll-free.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
1-833-HATE-JOB.
Or write in at OfficeHorrorStories.com. This is Office Horror Stories.
That it is, and 833-HATE-JOB is the number to call and share your Office Horror Story. Or on our website, OfficeHorrorStories.com. Come, write it in anonymously, let it all out, share it with us, and we'll have a little pity party for you on the show and laugh about just how crazy some workplaces can be. Tony and Carol Hughes joining you on today's episode, and how are you this fine day?
Good. I was thinking eventually you'll have to come up with some kind of like gift that you need to give these people for the most pathetic story. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like, that one was so pathetic. You get this box of Kleenex.
I bet like that, you know, those are things that I think about. Cause like with Real Ghost Stories Online, when you do like the yearly sign up, and currently with Office Horror Stories, we don't have any membership program yet. We will get there in the next, you know, many episodes. Where there'll be some extras and extra episodes and all that stuff. But usually for like a certain amount of sign up, you get a prize. So that's something that is running through my mind of like, what could that be?
I was thinking Kleenex or something cheap, you know?
Just something cheap. I'm trying to think of nice things to give people.
Like, you can just sign it thinking of you.
Here's a used
horrible employment. Love Tony.
Half roll of single ply toilet paper. I used the other half earlier today. Thanks for signing up and supporting the show. Yeah. I was thinking, like, you know, do people still use stress balls? Remember, I always liked those back in the day. That could be kind of a fun one with the logo.
I got one just last week. I got a stress ball, and then I got one of those fidget spinners, and I find that I use the fidget spinner thing frequently when I'm on the phone.
Really?
Not the stress ball.
Fidget spinners are,
I just spin that damn whole thing.
So like a year or two ago.
I have no idea why.
It's Carol.
I had to move it.
It's Carol with her fidget spinner over there.
Yeah,
in the corner.
Had to move it away from my phone because I was like just sitting there spinning it. And people would be talking to me. I'm like, yeah. What?
This sounds like something that like happens at like the old folks' home. It's like Carol's there in the corner. She's having her pudding and playing with her fidget spinner this afternoon.
Carol, you're doing such a good job.
Do you like that, Carol? Is that fun? Okay, Wheel of Fortune's coming up in just a little bit. Somehow, Pat Sajak and Vanna White are still hosting it.
Oh, my God, I know.
Alex Trebek survived. So, yeah, that'll be interesting in 20, whatever that may be. I have a fidget cube that my older daughter didn't want, and I have to like keep it away from me during the show. Otherwise, you hear all of the
little... Is that what we're hearing right now?
Yes, that's all the clicking and all that. I'm not like grinding my teeth while talking. It's a cube thingy. So I just set that right over there. I don't know. I'll figure something out and we'll get back to him what that's going to be. I don't know what it is.
Sometimes there's a story that's just so sad. It's like, I need to send you something. Because you have a horrible, horrible workplace.
Start sending out like drugs. Here you go. Smoke a little bit of this. This should help, you know. although I don't think
that'll go over really well.
That would not be. Although you know what, I bet as we grow this show, we're going to end up having a lot of CBD sponsors because we already have a lot of CBD sponsors on Real Ghost Stories Online. This is the perfect show for that shit because I love CBD products. I use it instead of ibuprofen quite often. I don't like chew it because there's a gum that I like that has been sponsoring your other show and some of the oils and stuff. I think they're great and they don't have all this, the side effects and the other nasty shit that's in some of the pharmaceuticals that are out there. It works. It doesn't get you
high
or anything.
My dog has had the most amazing results from CBD.
Really?
Yes. No. Because he's old. He's almost 14. And yeah, so he's doing really well. And it was after I started this CBD oil. And that's non-paid endorsement.
Yeah. It's crazy how long it's for this natural product to just be available. But I think it's great stuff. And again, not a paid endorsement. I have no brand to plug here right now, though. Although Euphoric does support our other show. So I will mention them. They have the chewing gum. It's a great product. But there's a lot of.
Well, there you go. I bet they'll now step up to be your official gift sponsor.
Yeah, exactly. But there's a lot of good stuff out there. And if there was more of that when some of these horror stories were written in, maybe we wouldn't have so many horror stories. Although that would not be good for the show. So nobody do anything. Just suck it up. Have a miserable life.
It doesn't matter. There will always be horrible bosses and horrible workplaces.
No about it. No amount of drugs or anything you can take to tamper that shit down. 833-HATE-JOB is our phone number to share your office horror story with us. Or, of course, you can write it on our website, which is officehorrorstories.com. Let's go to our first letter. It says, I've had a bunch of terrible managers in the 10 years since I got my first job at 15. But the worst by far was my manager before the one I currently have at a coffee shop. She was in her mid-20s and was a definite mean girl. All she did was gossip about everyone, talk about who she wanted to fire next, and try to start cliques and fights among the staff. She had a sassy best friend she wanted to hire from her other job. But before that happened, she would know some of my coworkers or show some of my coworkers pictures of penises that she would want to send to her. Well, there you go. Well, one day a supervisor who had been at our store for years came by to get a drink and was telling some of us about how awful our manager was. Someone on the manager found out and forced those of us present to write a statement for HR about the incident. I told her I didn't appreciate being put in the middle and forced to pick sides. And she said, well, if you don't pick my side, you won't have a job. Well, okay then. I wrote the statement for HR, but included a bit about the penis pictures. The manager decided not to pursue this. She ended up hiring her sassy friend and let him do anything he wanted. He'd show up over 2 hours late, forcing the people he was supposed to relieve to stay longer than their shift. He wouldn't wear his uniform. He wouldn't learn aspects of the job. He talked about sex all the time. The manager had one-on-ones with the entire staff except me because I was on leave that week due to a death in the family. And she threatened me with some type of termination. And if they contacted the ethics hotline due to what was going on in the store, she then proceeded to remove the number for the ethics hotline in the office to make it more difficult for us to find it. The manager was also trying to get pregnant. She talked at length about the sex she was having with her husband, even comparing his penis to a gummy worm when he was sick and she was ovulating. She got pregnant and literally a day later, she was using this as an excuse to be an even bigger bitch than normal. I was talking to some of my friends from work and made a comment about how I hated feeling powerless in this situation. And they said that we were. I said, watch me. Then we organized a select group of trustworthy employees to bombard the ethics hotline and the district manager with statements and complaints. She was fired within a week. That was last April. Sassy best friend just got fired right after Christmas. He tried to take me down with him for some reason, but it didn't work. It was one hell of a job experience. That sounds like a lovely experience. You always think of coffee shops as kind of peaceful and everybody's laid back, having a great time, having their CBD and coffee. Not this. You don't think of it as being that dramatic.
Well, when the story started, I was like, oh, mom and pop, where they don't have an HR department.
Yeah.
And then when they do have an HR department, like, you can't do that shit at work.
No.
You can't.
You cannot.
No. I'm glad they bombarded the ethics hotline.
Yeah.
Once they found the number again.
Ethics hotlines are interesting things. I don't know. I've had luck with HR departments when I actually spoke to an HR department, not a hotline, but have you ever called an ethics hotline that you can speak of?
I have not.
You have not? Okay. I have called an ethics hotline before, and I shared my stories, and nothing happened. Although, you know, it is probably like one person's word against another, but I did. I have called that before when there was someone who was, I guess, getting a little too frisky with many of our listeners. And then I'd hear like their stories when they'd call my show. And then I'd be like, you're married and you're kind of doing this in public with other people. And I thought it was a rather bad public image thing. So I thought that maybe that should be looked into, but nothing ever happened. So there you go.
Or they did, and then the person lied about it. And they're like, okay, well, yeah. We can't take it any further than this.
I don't know what you can do with it. You know, honestly, it is kind of a personal thing. But I don't know. When you're in the public spotlight, it's a different thing, you know, especially when it kind of gets overboard. And it's one thing if you're going to do that, which is not a good idea. But it's another when it's like, okay, this is like just going like waving a flag while you're doing it with like laser lights pointed at you with what some of the shit I was hearing. And I'm just like, this is not good. This is not good. So anyway, no, I think it's the only time I ever called the ethics hotline. I've called HR when I had managers that were like sexually harassing our staff. I've gotten two bosses fired for that shit.
And they should be fired for
that.
Exactly. And that woman who was doing that should be fired for that, because you shouldn't be doing that.
No.
And it makes me really mad when people who are in charge are doing things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's making everybody, I mean, it makes people really uncomfortable. And then there's that awkward, well, I can't say anything because it's my boss.
Yeah.
And then you end up putting up with it. So I applaud them for reaching out and getting them fired.
Yeah, you got to do it sometimes.
That's off.
You have to, you know, that's why that stuff exists. You know, at least give it a shot. And, you know, if there's retaliation, then, you know, there's ways you can retaliate back if that happens. But sitting there and putting up with it, you know, it's, you know, I get the arguments of, well, it's my job and I don't want to lose it. I feel that I've been there many times where I really hesitated. But at some point, if it gets to be just so much, you just got to say something. Otherwise, I don't know. I'm such a justice-minded person that it irks me more than anything when something is not handled the way it should be. Go ahead.
Yeah, because the older I've gotten, the it's way easier. But when I was young, 20-something, I was really young, maybe 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a regional manager. I was working in a convenience store. And he started coming in during the evenings when he knew my boss wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was blatant, scary sexual harassment. It was scary stuff. And it was like, I lived in a little town. And who are you going to tell? Where else are you going to go get a job?
Yeah.
Is there wasn't another place for me to get a job. And that's the only job I was really qualified for, with a high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
And he held that over me.
Yeah.
You know, like giving me keys to his hotel room and stuff like, I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
And then he actually attacked me in the walk-in cooler. And luckily somebody came in, and I'm like, either you let me out or I'm going to scream out this door right now.
Yeah.
I could reach like the beer cooler. I could reach from the inside and push the door open.
Yeah.
It's the only way I could have gotten out. But then I ended up going to my boss finally, cause I was afraid of him.
Sure.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Well, then there was no ethics hotline.
Sure.
So she ended up, saying, you know, so he's been coming in without telling me and using a different approach. But the guy should have been fired for what he'd done. And I think eventually he did catch up with him, because I think he had done it to some other women. And once there was more women, there's strength in numbers, just like in that case.
Sure. It just, it baffles me when people do that sort of shit, because it's like, what is going through your mind that you think this is okay and that you're going to get away with it? I mean, yeah, I get like maybe they got away with it for a while.
Baby. He was married with a little bitty baby, which even made me more disgusted. Yeah. And you would grab me under the counter while I'm checking people out, like, not checking, I'm ringing up their order.
Sure.
Like, hey, look at you. No, I'm like literally checking them out at the cash register, and he's reaching.
Yeah.
Like, and grabbing me where they can't see. What do you do? Well, now I'd slap him in the frickin' face. But sure. Back then I didn't. I'm like 19 or 20. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. And then they take advantage of that. That's what the creepy predators, you know, that. It's not like, it's just, it's fucked up, you know,
and I would like to say things like that have changed, but there are young women getting sexually harassed at work every day, and no, it's not right.
Yeah.
And you should speak out, because if he's doing it to you, he's doing it to someone else, or that woman in that case. Like, you should not be treated like that at work.
Yeah. It's not, not normal. It's not.
That's the thing acceptable. That gets me on my damn soapbox.
Thank you, Carol. We appreciate that moment. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this episode of Office Horror Stories. If you want the full thing, all you have to do is go find it wherever you download podcasts. Just search Office Horror Stories on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, CastBox, whatever it may be, you name it. Search Office Horror Stories, press subscribe, start binging away today. And like I said earlier, please do leave us a review, especially on Apple Podcasts. Once you do that, email me a screenshot of it, send it to tony@officehorrorstories.com, and I'll put you in the drawing to be our employee of the month and get somebody hooked up with a $100 Visa gift card. Brand new winner every single month. So show your support, maybe a $100 Visa gift card. Thank you for the support, and hope you enjoyed Office Horror Stories.